Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Listen. You smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Bankman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down to it.
Something.
It is 1:01 in the morning Eastern Standard Time in Greater Montreal. The numbers are back. The lab has spoken. And the results say it is time for another episode of Listen. Just smell something. Start you off with a little bit of... Yes. Yes. That's exactly what I'm going to do. That right there. I'm not even going to name it. Logic Johnson at your service.
life. There is very little that you won't know. Have to fight or sue. But don't get caught in the shuffle. Walking with pride and you're taking in stride. You're alone in the jungle. Pay your dues. Now here you stand.
drinks some coffee. All right, it is 1:24 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. Hello, everybody. This is Logic Johnson coming to you with yet another episode, faithfully each week, of Listen, Just Smell Something. Did I mention it was 1:24? Because if I didn't, then now I did. But I think I did.
Terrific.
All right, so we just finished hearing the following. We started it off. We started it off with 24 Karat Black with Food Stamps. Then we had General Kane with Just In Time, followed by some Ann Peebles off of my personal favorite album, The Handwriting Is on the Wall. That was Bip Bam Thank You Man. Then we had some Man Drill with Mean Streets, and Zap and Roger,
So Rough, So Tough, Just Like Me.
I'm really not a tough guy, I'm joking. So what's the happenings out there? Well, the Lakers won a game, you know. If you've been watching the show, yes, lately here on the radio, you've been hearing a lot of commentary about the sorry state of the Lakers organization, and by extension, LeBron James's reputation, and that Logic Johnson over here has been taking a fair degree of delight in said tribulations, and for reasons I will break down in the future and have broken down in the past, but will gloss over now. I am not a fan of shortcuts. I'm not a fan of somebody trying to trick the viewer into giving them their respect. It's almost like stealing respect when you're constantly scheming. When you want to spend your entire career calling yourself the greatest ever, but you've also spent most of your career going, give me more help, give me more help, I can't do it alone, I can't do it, I can't do it, give me more help. Those two things don't match together, LeBron. So you're number two all time. That's pretty damn impressive. And LeBron fans shouldn't take that as an insult. But the whole Lakers scheme this year is falling apart in just wonderful fashion. Poetic almost. And I shan't apologize for taking some delight in that. So Lakers won a game against the depleted Trailblazers by the skin of their teeth at home. Congratulations. When's the parade? All right, we're moving on.
People keep talking about how the world is going to come to an end. And I wonder, in these days and these times, is anybody safe? Is anybody safe? People keep talking about how society is falling down today. And as hard as I try not to listen just to what them folks got to say, but you know, I just can't help but look around and see we digging our own graves. And there's just one thing I want to know. Can anybody be safe? Well,
So if I fall down on my knees, will it give me just another day? Will the air I breathe be better if I'm not around to use it? Will the man be spared that spoke the truth, cause he never did abuse it? Is anybody gonna be saved?
I would have peace of mind. How can I be free from desire? As long as I want to be saved, how can I be free in my mind? As long as I'm a slave, is anybody gonna be saved? Is anybody gonna be saved? Oh, say it again.
surprise. You were smiling down at me, and that was the time that I realized that you were the reason for this dream. You
never steal a love like mine. Just let me tell you why. Love don't come easy. No, no, no. Listen, people. Takes a long, long time. All to build a love like mine.
You know, I think they might have a point. I think those guys might actually be onto something. love does not actually come easy. It seems to always kind of swim away when you try to grab it. I'm saying a scamper when you lunge for it. Leaves you with a mouth full of dirt and a face full of dust. Or if you do sometimes get your hands on it, then it grows these spines out of nowhere and stabs the living crap out of your fingers. You know what I'm saying? Shoots a bunch of venom into your system and you barely make it out alive. So, love don't come easy. The kind that will not murder you to death. Okay. That cheerful note brought to you by Logic Johnson with the facilitation of CKUT 90.3 FM. Where my primary modus operandi here is to actually play some music, which I just did. You might have noticed. Let's go ahead and tell you what that was all about, okay? We had the Ohio Players with Is Anybody Gonna Be Saved? These days, tough to say. We had Isaac Hayes with A House Full of Girls off the Truck Turner soundtrack, of course. We had some Lakeside, yes we did, with Pull My Strings. And then the New Jersey Connection with Love Don't Come Easy, upon which we further expounded. Is that a word? I'm going to go look that up. 59% sure that that's a word. Expound. Then again, I'm only 48% certain that if that word exists, that I applied it correctly. So, y'all out there, feel free to laugh if you already know the answer. No spoilers, please. I'll go check it out. We got some more stuff to come. It is now 1:50. We are here till 4. After which, of course, you've got a whole bunch of reggae to look forward to with Survivor's Corner, brought to you by Mr. G Flex, who I've met, actually. So, not to brag, you know, but, you know. All right, here's a whole bunch of Funkadelic.
You can't miss what you can't.